Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tamar Jacoby is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, president of Immigration Works USA, and she is one of the top immigration experts, especially with regard to the United States in the world. And she joins us on a regular basis to keep us posted on what's going on with immigration laws, immigration legislation that's working its way through Congress. And is anything going to happen? And whether it does or whether it doesn't, what is either does either one of those eventualities mean to you and me on in our small businesses? Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. 9 years, my goodness.
But How about that?
I was a child when we started.
You were just a baby, I know. Hey,
we both were.
Exactly. That's the story. That's the story we're sticking to. Hey, Tamar. And by the way, folks, Tamar is in Berlin, Germany. Our Brain Trust members know that they can run, but they can't hide. We'll find you. And of course, if you're in Germany, where else would you be but in a cafe, right, Tamar? I mean.
And I apologize.
That's all part of
knives in the background.
Tamar, that's all part of the wonder that is you, and we wouldn't have it any other way. So, okay, a couple of months ago, you were on the show back in end of June. You were on the show, and I asked you maybe the two of us did. That if President Obama didn't get immigration through this year, in 2013, that it would not get through in his term, and I think you agreed with me. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm giving him any leeway, but I'm giving Congress a little more leeway now. I mean, this year has been a tough year. They've made a lot of progress on immigration reform, and I'd like to spell that out.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really a sea change among Republicans in Washington. So since the election a year ago, which really woke up huge majorities, really, in the Republican Party, in the House and the Senate, Republicans have realized that they need to be part of the solution on this, both for Latino voters, but also because it's the future of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen Republicans play an active, engaged, leading role in getting a bill through the Senate. And now, of course, we're seeing the usual dysfunction that we see in Washington. I mean, this week it's on display in you couldn't ask for more or worse, but we're seeing that dysfunction on immigration, too. But you have the leadership of the Republican Party in the House trying to move immigration reform. That's just, I've been doing this.
But where were they stuck before, Tamar? Where were they stuck? Well, what is the religion that they've gotten since the last election? I mean, I know that they realized that they got hurt pretty bad in terms of the Latino demographic.
What is it that they
feel that they need to change?
They feel they need to be on the right side of solving this.
Okay, all right, but what is that?
It means two things.
Okay.
It means two things, right? It means that the 11 million people who are here on the wrong side of the law, working under the table, that we've got to come up with some answer for them.
Which is what you and I've been saying for 9 years.
Yeah, and Democrats have been saying, and some Republicans have been saying, you know, classic reformers for the past decade have been saying give them a path to citizenship. What most Republicans are coming around to is a path to legal status that doesn't necessarily include citizenship, which is a little bit different. Work permit, right to be here legally, no guaranteed path to citizenship, but they're coming around to an answer.
Yeah.
And I think that Republicans as well, Republicans more than Democrats, are realizing, you know, that immigrants are an economic benefit to the country. That whether you're making whether you're looking at startups in high tech or you're looking at farm workers, the economy, or kitchen workers, or food processing workers, the country would be in a much worse state if we didn't have immigrants.
Well, so here's the thing to me. What I think we need to get to is, whenever you, in the past you and I have talked about the 11 or 12 million or however many illegals we have, you know, I've been consistent all these years saying we're not going to send those people back. They're not going to come out of the shadows on their own. They're not going to. They've got to. They're not going to pay a lot of taxes or a big fine. They don't have that money. But we got to find a way to deal with those people in a civilized and in a realistic way, and any kind of treatment of them that helps them come out of the shadows, anybody who calls that anything close to amnesty is wrong. And it sounds to me like that's what the Republican Party are realizing. They got to quit thinking of any way that we help these people that's amnesty. What do you think?
Well, people... You still hear that A word. People still call things
amnesty. But that's the loser,
isn't it? Part of the debate.
That's the loser, isn't it?
I understand the desire to I understand people saying these people broke the law. You have to understand both sides in this debate, right? And for 10 years I've been arguing for getting over this, but we all need to understand the people who say, look, these people broke the law. I don't want to give them a reward that I'm not given people who obeyed the law,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's why Republicans get to this position of, okay, legal status. We'll allow them to have legal status. They're not going home. We're not going to deport them. Let's give them legal status. But citizenship is a prize, and they can get to citizenship the same way people who play by the rules played. But we're not going to give them a special way that's all their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not necessarily defending that position, but that's kind of the Republican, that's where Republicans are getting to. No reward. You know, okay, we'll recognize you're here, we'll give you a second chance, but we're not going to give you a big reward.
Does that new position include a path to citizenship ultimately?
Well, it includes, again, you can go on the regular existing channels.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if I'm a legal immigrant, I can get to be a citizen by marrying an American.
Right, right.
Or if I have children here who want to sponsor me,
yeah.
Those are the normal, or my employer
right.
can sponsor me, an employer.
Right.
Those are existing channels. And what most Republicans are coming around to saying, and they haven't, this isn't law yet, this is the consensus emerging, is that we'll give you legal status and then let you use one of those existing paths.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to carve out a whole new path
right.
for you.
Hold on to that thought. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Germany. We're going to talk about whether this new attitude is going to turn into a law.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.